Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, it's 7:06. Happy Wednesday. Yay day. Already made it to the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Forgot your computer there today.
I forgot my computer, so it's going to be a great day.
Is your phone? You got the miniest phone
so
in the world.
Yeah, the tiniest.
I didn't realize they made them this small still.
They do.
Do you feel like you're going to break your phone with it being that small ever?
No, look, I got a new case for it. It's called the Loopy, so yeah.
Is this the new trend, the Loopy?
Well, I put it on my Instagram story because I had a case. I've had a clear case on there forever, but they get dirty really fast. So then I'm buying a new one every.
Crusty.
Yeah, crusty. Yeah.
Thank
every
you.
Like 3-4 months, I'm buying a new case because I don't want people to think I'm dirty just because my phone case is dirty.
Don't let my phone be a reflection of what
right.
you feel of me.
I judge people for those kind of things.
But I'm going to ask you not to.
Yeah. So transition. So I just asked people on my Instagram story, what's your favorite case? And the overwhelming response was
am I allowed to touch your phone?
You're allowed
to touch
it, yes.
Okay, so this thing on the back is interesting. So what are the things called, the little dongles that people have on the back?
Pop sockets.
Pop sockets. This is a Loopy. This is prepare yourself because Mamie knows the next trend. Loopies are next.
Yeah.
So
that's what everybody said was the best case.
But look how tiny this thing is. Look at this. Look at this thing. Look at this phone.
It's perfect.
Maybe you got big hands.
Ayo.
It's the perfect size and it fits in a girl's pocket.
Average?
And that's really what matters.
That it fits in the pocket.
It fits in my pocket. That's all that I care about.
It's funny you mentioned that. This morning, Demi pointed out, so I've got this jacket on today, and these are faux pockets. They don't,
They do that on guys' clothes, too?
I just wanted to let you know that does exist.
I feel like we're even now.
Men and women now are equal?
Yeah.
This is the equalizer.
We did
the
it.
Pockets.
It's the pockets.
Forget the amendment.
Don't need the women's amendment or whatever, the equal... Whatever.
International Women's Pockets Day.
We don't need it anymore. They put fake pockets on a guy's coat. This is the happiest I've ever been in my whole life.
Glad we could solve the world problems early this morning. It's 7:08. And then there's food. There it is, the combo. You brought in cinnamon rolls and what appears to be a quadruple decker cookie cake slice. Thanks. Is this?
Yeah. So I was at Harris Teeter last night and I was like, oh, I haven't brought food in this week. So I picked up the cinnamon rolls and then I spied that I thought it was a very beautifully made cake.
Sure. Four sponges.
Yeah.
A little buttercream between.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then as
Standard.
I got closer, I realized it was cookie cake. Mm. Four layers of cookie cake with icing in between.
So they basically took a cookie cake, cut it into four pieces.
Four triangles. Yeah.
Them.
Stacked them.
And threw some icing in between.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is quite beautiful. That's going to be amazing.
And I said, that's amazing. I can't eat that.
Me bring it to Justin because I will watch him eat these things.
He'll know exactly what to do.
There's a button that he can push for this one, I think. No. I'm gonna not eat on the radio right now.
Okay.
I've turned over a new leaf.
What's happening today?
I had a salad on Monday.
Mm.
I had, what did I have yesterday? I had a rice plate thing yesterday. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Wow, good for you.
I'm trying to.
Sorry, I ruined it for you.
No, this is what I need. I need a little temptation in my life.
Okay.
To prove that I can do this
no.
to myself.
Discipline comes from within.
I'll just pick it up and put it in my pants. And then that way.
Hey, now.
It's just, that's how, there's a movie where there's a scene like that where the guy, like he doesn't. Eat the food. You remember? No.
I don't know that movie, partner.
Never seen that movie.
You saw Poor Things. He won 5 Oscars, and that has some crazy scenes in it. There's definitely a movie. Something about like he... No, it's Dodgeball. It's Ben Affleck in Dodgeball.
No.
Okay, let's act like Justin, there's no movie like
well,
that.
Well, when you said it.
You weirdo.
That's just not my first
shoving
memory.
Shoving pizza down your pants now. You see, when Ben Affleck does it, it's normal. When I say it, everyone freaks out.
Yeah, I think he did that after the credits.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So that was bonus. You had to really like the movie to see
really
that.
Deleted scenes
was
that
to know
get that
it was
one.
Coming. Yeah.
Wednesday, we're going to check in with Bill Russell, 8:15. He'll call in, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. His show, Town Talk, airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. We've got the Hopewell High School swim team school record breakers coming in, along with Coach John Anarella. little alma mater action today.
Correct. It did.
Bill and I went to Hopewell.
Yeah.
I told you that before.
The Veaches were swimmers.
The Veaches were. Ryan and Kyle Veach. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Did they ever have any records?
That's a good question. We'll have to ask.
I just feel like they were, you know.
So, as much as we want to address the people who are breaking the records now, right. We should also
shed light on those.
Make fun of the told. Ones who. No, wait, no. Just highlight the ones who previously had records.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you swim well?
I love swimming.
Yeah.
I don't go for speed.
Right.
I go more for the kill shot.
Right.
More orca like.
I've swam together.
We've swam together for years.
For sure.
I'm the type that I like to disappear underneath.
Correct.
And emerge victorious.
Where is he?
I can't see him. In the lake, it's great because you can't see to the bottom.
Right.
In a pool, it's a little different.
You can't surprise people as much in the pool.
No, you have to go Marco Polo style in the pool. Do you play Marco Polo?
I mean, I have. Not recently. Nonetheless.
I do it in the bath every 15 night.
15 years.
You know, me and myself, just Marco Polo, you know.
No,
it's a few minutes of entertainment.
It's been a minute since I've played some Marco Polo, but my grandparents had a huge pool, and I have 42 first cousins, so we had some Marco Polo happening. 8 or 9 games happening at the same time.
I can envision like a big old Red Rover game going on with y'all too. 42 with, remember Red Rover? Did they ban that in school?
Yeah, I remember in first grade playing that game, and a kid had his arm broken.
Yeah,
like it was intense.
When you were in first grade?
When I was in first grade.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, one of the kids.
It still was going on when I was in first grade. I mean, even to like, I remember field day in middle school. Yeah. Oh, is this where, this is me coming. Oh, wait, this is one. Oh, whoa. Who's that?
Where is he?
I can't see him. The bottom.
Justin?
Oh, that's not where I jumped out. I jumped out later.
Yeah, you're about to jump out, I think.
In a minute? Oh, wait, here he comes. Here he comes.
Where is he? Baby, look out!
Pull somebody under.
Where's everyone?
See, you don't want to go swimming with me. That's right. Basically the thank you for that lesson. Yeah. So if we ever go on the lake together, stay away from me.
Don't swim.
Don't get Justin in the water. I'm not going in.
Not doing it.
But Red Rover is dangerous. Red Rover is a dangerous game. Bill, do you remember Red Rover?
I do remember Red Rover.
Red Rover, Red Rover, send Billiam on over.
He's harmless. All 75 pounds of
him. Kids getting clotheslined.
The breeze would throw me off my line. I was running straight. I just couldn't battle that wind.
End up at somebody's knees.
Yeah, I would never. I always like, don't call my name. I knew I was not going to break through anything. I was just going to hurt myself running.
I didn't mind. There's a move you can do. You put the forearms in front of you.
Yeah.
And you just charge through.
Right.
We should do it real quick. You want to set it up?
Oh.
Come on.
I don't think we have enough people. No.
No, we don't have enough people.
You got to have more than one.
Yeah. Yeah. You need more than two people to play.
It's not a two-person game.
No, it's not at all.
What's the minimum for Red Rover?
I would say at least 5 to 6 people.
But you need two rows of them. So 10, right?
10. 2 rows.
I mean, you need like two teams.
Yeah, two teams. So I would say at least 3 on each side.
Oh,
6.
You could do 6? You think 6 would be enough to play?
You'd always have a connection.
It would be a very boring game, right? Yeah. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Like 42.
42.
Like that's why I thought that's where.
Right, 42.
That's look.
Your average CMS class size.
Speaking of Hopewell High School coming in at 7:30, the swim team. I didn't swim in school professionally though.
No.
You should really stick around to hear what the Crazy Gang of Three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 7:18 on this Wednesday day. Made it to Hump Day, right in the middle of it. Usually what that means is the week builds on.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic tends to get worse.
Yes.
Historically.
Yeah, heading towards the weekend.
Let's figure that out. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff is on the phone with iCats. Jeff, what is happening this morning?
Good morning, Justin. No accidents to report at this time, although 77 southbound around mile marker 4847, they're doing some work on a bridge, and so one lane is shut down. So traffic is backed up to, like, Broad Street, exit 50 in Statesville. The secondary roads in Statesville, Broad Street, Gardner-Bagnell, 21, 70, they're all going to be filled up with people trying to find an alternate route to get around that to exit 45, where you can get back on and everything's flowing. All those 77 southbound and northbound from Statesville to Charlotte, traffic is heavier this morning, so just be aware to leave some extra time, leave some extra room. Mooresville secondary roads, I haven't heard of any issues this morning, but just be prepared. There'll be some slowdowns this morning for sure.
I did. I hopped off the highway 77 south yesterday at 5 o'clock. I did Shelton Ave and then got on to near 45, exit 45, like the alternative route. So now I know that alternative route if I ever need it again, Jeff. And I appreciate that about you.
Yeah, well, that's the way I got on this morning to get 77 south on the second trip.
If only the toll lane was there more north, Jeff, then you could cruise in it all the way down from Statesville. What do you think?
Well, it would be nice. It'd be helpful for me. I don't know. If we keep having people moving to North Carolina, we're going to need some more roads. We're running out of room.
Wise words again, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell to the city of Charlotte. We'll talk to you at 8:15, Jeff.
All right, y'all. Have a great morning.
You too, sir. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Alternative route.
You got stuck in that.
I did on my way back.
Nine car accident yesterday.
Was that what it was? Was nine cars? Mm-hmm. It just was backed up really far. And when I was driving north to Statesville yesterday, they were working on the bridge where you could drive past the 500 Club on 77, the old Larkin Golf Course. They were like, guys under the bridge. It's like, that's kind of sketch, like working on the bridge while cars are driving over. I mean, I assume it's safe. I'm not an engineer.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Good morning, everybody, on this wonderful week of weather it looks like we're having.
It's supposed to be like 80 tomorrow, isn't it? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. It's 75 I saw on my little ticker yesterday.
I said 78.
What?
We're going to be flirting with it, that's for sure. Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. We will see you there. Music, memories, and more. Merlefest. Who we got on the lineup, Justin?
Bella Fleck, My Bluegrass Heart, and Sam Bush.
Hey now.
Sam Bush sold out at Appalachian Theater. You know, when we talked to Ben McKeithen of Greystone Lodge and Boone, Sam Bush just sold out Appalachian Theater a couple weeks ago.
You know who's going to be at Appalachian Theater? Socks in a Frying Pan. The same guys who...
They were on Dionne's show yesterday.
And they are hilarious. Yes, Irish guys. They are funny.
Was Dionne really like talking to them while they were driving through three states yesterday during the show?
Three states. If you did not check out Know the Scene yesterday, definitely go check it out.
Great episode.
I'm going back and watching that too.
Socks in the Frying Pan. Yeah, they'll be at Kane Center this Friday, the 15th. Yep.
You know, we can catch all the shows on demand here on WSIC. Every single show, we podcast it, we video live stream it, we video pre-record, blah, 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 all the... Wherever you
back
want
to
content.
Me.
Yeah, sorry. This
back
is about
to
Bill.
Me.
Sorry.
All right, today's word of the day is undulate.
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 Okay.
Undulate.
It's a J.
It's a J.
It's a silent J.
No, it's not silent. It's there.
Okay.
Very much
undulate.
There.
Undulate. Yeah.
Okay.
It's present.
Undulate.
Is there a J in there? Is my vision off?
No, for those following along at home, we're dealing with the verb. It's what you do. U-N-D-U-L-A-T-E. Undulate.
Bill, you're so undulacious. Do you want to be undulacious?
Yeah.
Because you can conjugate a verb.
You can conjugate a verb.
Can't stop them today. As the storm began to brew, the placid ocean began to undulate to an increasing degree.
So
as the storm increased? Was that storm increased?
Yeah,
yes.
Increased.
I don't know why I thought that would help me.
Okay, when I think of the word undulate, I think more of like an octopus whose arms are like...
Undulating?
Undulating, yes.
Okay, that might be a great example. I actually have...
Wiggle wambles.
Like moving, but like moving in a wavy motion.
That's fluidity.
That's what I think of undulate.
I like that. I have one more sentence I'd like to use because they're about to be our guests here. As they glided through the water, the members of the Hopewell High School swim team seemed to undulate in perfect harmony, their synchronized strokes propelling them swiftly towards victory. Undulate.
Swim.
It just means to move. To move? Like the way that you move?
Swiftly.
It is a way that you move. Maybe I'm going to give that to you because you've been pretty close. The definition I have right in front of me, according to this application on my iPhone, undulate means to move in waves.
Undulate.
Yeah, that's undulate. What I said about the octopus. I said to move in waves. Yes. Got it right.
You did get it right.
I got it right both times.
There you go. Word of the day.
Word of the day presented by Merlefest.
Bill gives us a word. We guess the definition.
Correct.
Undulate. A lot of guessing.
Looks like undulate, actually pronounced undulate.
Undulate.
That's what's throwing me off a little bit about
there's
it.
There's a J in it?
There's a silent J. If I was reading it in...
There is no J in it.
It's silent.
No.
It's you undulate.
Invisible.
Invisible J. That's it.
That's it.
J adjacent.
Because it's not silent because you do say it.
Right. It's silent is it's there, but you don't say it. This is there. This is you say it, but it's not there.
Right.
Invisible.
I like it. Invisible.
Good job, guys.
Good job, you. You know what else is? You really should be invisible when you stay at someone's Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
But in the past, that hasn't been the case because I guess Airbnb hadn't had a policy related to indoor security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But now they do. So starting in April, Airbnb is banning hosts from using indoor security cameras in rentals.
Okay.
So watch the inside of your house while you allow someone to stay there. Yes, no, maybe so.
I see both sides of it, really.
If it's your house.
If it's my house.
If you are the landlord.
Okay, I can understand why some people would do it. I think you just have to decide, like, you're going to have to vet your guest a little bit better if you can't. I don't want to watch him, but also if something breaks, you kind of want the proof of it wasn't, you know, who did it? How did it occur? Do you need to charge the...
How you vetting better, though? Like,
I don't
like,
know. I don't know.
Because now you're getting into, like...
I would just say age. Like, nobody under 30 can stay here. But I know some wild 30 and 40-year-olds, too, so...
It's like when you want to hire an employee and like you don't know what they're really going to be like until they're in the seat.
Right.
You know, your tenant can be great on paper. It's not like they're doing like background checks on you for Airbnb.
I know.
Rent,
so that's,
you know?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I can see. I mean, I don't want to stay in a place that has cameras on the inside.
I don't want to be creeped on.
No.
I'm not interested in being
But
creeped
I
on.
Also, you know, don't want people destroying my house and not knowing. Like, I guess you could tell too that there was damage though if it came from... like a person or an accident. Too.
It's a battle though, right?
It's
like Airbnb, like as a platform of proving like who was at fault, you know, going through the process. Can you charge the card on file?
Right.
I would imagine as a host, which is what they call it. They don't call it landlord, but the host of it for Airbnbs are probably going to be upset because they probably use this as proof. Oh, no. That couch that they broke, here's the video proof.
Of them like jumping on the couch.
What am I supposed to do now at this point?
Right.
How would I have proved to you, Airbnb, that this happened?
Right. Or, you know, that you know it says no parties and they have a huge party and, you know, how are you going to prove that? So, but I don't want to stay in a place that has cameras in it.
What about if they disclosed just more rather than, okay, the host can have cameras, but they have to
disclose
up front like, in the listing. This house includes indoor security cameras.
You would stay there, Justin, and the first thing you would do is you would cover up those cameras.
I would unplug them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we're back to it.
Back to what? I mean, I didn't say you can't unplug the cameras as a guest.
Okay.
But
right.
Then the
Airbnb
host...
is saying no cameras whatsoever.
Right, which is how it should be.
You think no cameras at all?
Inside.
Though? Inside?
That is extremely disturbing to me, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I would never stay at a place
on
with
my soul.
It. Yeah. But I can see it from the owner's perspective
Correct.
Of why they would want them, but I would never stay in one with cameras. Or I would do, like what you said, going around and unplugging them. I even feel weird.
Do you look for the cameras in when you stay in Airbnb?
I always see them on the outside, and I always feel weird about that, too. I understand why they have them, but I'm like, oh gosh, what if like I
or
say
the ring front door?
There's four people staying, and then like two of my friends pop by, or they're gonna be like, oh, there's six people that
finer.
Stay
in the house. Right? Give her a fine.
So,
proof.
I get nervous about that. Yeah.
Well, because you're breaking the rules.
Yeah, they're not staying overnight. They just came to say hey.
But you told them it was only gonna be four guests, and
okay.
You brought six.
Okay.
Yeah. So. I ain't staying there.
Yeah, I'm not staying there either.
And again, if they disclose that there's cameras at the time of the listing, then I'm looking at it, then you can pick. I can see it from the host perspective of like, well, how do I prove? Again, from it's a process with Airbnb to prove that damage occurred, who's mm-hmm. responsible. So is Airbnb laxing their policy on that, or can people be charged now more easily because of this scenario?
Yeah, I think... It'll be harder. I mean, definitely harder to prove it. And so there'll be more disputes over if something happens and like, no, I didn't do that. Well,
very sloppy.
What's the proof? Yeah.
It's going to get sloppy.
This is where I have to be honest. I didn't realize that there wasn't this policy already. So for all I know, they've been watching me in my skivvies walking around the house, every single one I've ever stayed in. So there's probably some pictures out on the internet somewhere. So if you ever see them, let me know.
Nah, don't flatter yourself.
they definitely do. It ruined the server. You crashed the server.
The cameras are...
The moment it saw you...
The camera turned away.
It diverted. It completely left. We got the Hopewell High School swim team coming up next.
It's about to be madness in here.
Yes,
I love it, baby.
Six,
it's going to be a good time.
Six swimmers plus the coach, I believe. I didn't get a head count, but they're all here. The gaggle is here.
Oh, yeah.
Record break. School record break. H-Dub!
You know...
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33 on this Wednesday. Wow, the room is full. WSICnews.com, all the social platforms. You can watch the video live stream right now. Joined by our alma mater, Bill's and I alma mater, Hopewell High School, the swim team record breakers, the school record holders, right?
Absolutely.
And Coach John Anarella's in the building, too. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. I'm very proud of this group. They had a wonderful year, set nine school records. Nine school records out of 22 events.
How does it feel to break nine school records in a single season?
In a single season.
Okay, let's go around the room and introduce. Yes, let's go around and introduce the room.
I'm Sophia Caro. Yeah,
you're Sophia?
Yes.
Okay, Sophia, I see right here. I see some record highlight breaking right here on this sheet that Coach gave me. Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm Nathan Hull.
Nathan? Hold on, let me find you. Nathan, I got you right here. Okay, all right.
Sir.
I'm Kaylee Rialli.
Kaylee?
Yes.
Kaylee, I got you. Oh, I got you right here, Kaylee. You're a freshman?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Kaylee. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Sarah Henderson.
Sarah Henderson. Okay, I got you right here, Sarah.
I'm Taylor Hall.
Taylor Hall. Got you right here.
I'm Wyatt Herger.
Wyatt? Hanging out in the corner over here, Wyatt. Okay, so who swims what? Who swims the longest? Wyatt?
Yeah, probably Wyatt.
Wyatt, what do you swim?
The 5'3".
Five free.
And the one back.
Yeah. So you guys swim at the Aquatic Center, right? Is that where, like, is that home base for Hopewell, is the Aquatic Center? Do you guys have, like, a home court?
Well,
home pool?
These kids swim at various clubs around the Mecklenburg County. The rest of the team swims at HFFA in Huntersville.
And so the 500 free, how many down and backs is that?
I mean, that's 20-25.
20,
20,
25. So
20 laps. 20 laps?
Yeah.
How can you swim 20 laps like fast? How long does that take you?
4 minutes and 47 seconds.
4 minutes?
And 47
of
seconds.
Just pure swimming as hard as you can.
Yep.
Can y'all swim that hard too? No. Do y'all do that?
We try.
Who
we
does
try.
The we shortest try. Swim then? Who does the shortest? Okay.
I do 50 free.
50 free is down and back?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's like, you got to be real fast.
Yeah.
Do you equate, like Muhammad Ali said, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Do you have like a animal, like a float like an orca? Something like that? Is that, they're fast. No, don't. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's not laugh at orcas now. They're not to be played with. Nothing,
no.
Nothing like that? All right. Oh, Bill wants to know what you guys eat. constantly? Do you eat like constantly throughout the day?
Anything we want.
Literally anything. Literally anything.
Because you guys do more like working out than like anybody, I would imagine.
I just eat whatever.
Yeah.
Just for fun?
I mean, like, I obviously like don't eat like candy before my race or something like that, but like it's just like whatever I want.
What's this guy like over here, coach? He's not in the room right. Don't act like he can't hear you anyway. What's he like as a coach? You know, he used to be mayor of Huntersville. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Oh, you did? Okay. They did. Yeah. They knew that about you. What's he like as a coach? Is he pretty cool?
He's a very good coach. I feel like he's like very like, I don't know, into swim, like always wanting to make sure that the whole team is doing good, you know, like proud of all of us. Yeah.
You proud of them, coach?
I really am. I mean, so what you really have here, three of the girls are sophomores.
Sophomores.
And then Kaylee came along this year, and she kind of fit in very nicely. So they broke the two records, relay records. We really needed a fast freestyle.
There you go.
So we needed a sprinter.
There you go.
That's nice. And then Nathan was the captain this year, and he's a junior. And then Wyatt's a junior. So
what do you swim, Nate?
I swim the 100 fly.
100 fly. So that's four lap? Is that down and back, down and back?
Yep.
See, I'm learning. I'm getting educated here right now. All right. And then Sophia.
Yes.
What do you swim?
Freestyle and fly. And backstroke. Because I do backstroke on the relay for the medley relay.
Okay.
And then fly. And fly.
Backstroke's hard. That's not an easy. Does anybody do butterfly? Is that butterfly. You do the butterfly? You do butterfly.
Oh wait, all the relay.
That's
shows,
the
yeah.
crazy one. Like you have to jump out of the water,
sure
right?
Is.
Yeah, that's gotta be tough.
Crazy looking at what I just saw.
Wait, my right
I
there.
About that.
That was my butterfly right there, coach. Come on now.
Perfect.
That's the Hope Dub alumni in me right there. So Bill and I went to Hopewell. We graduated in 2008. What's Hopewell like right now? How's it going?
It's definitely changed a lot. I feel like it's kind of gotten a lot better. Like, I feel like more people are coming in, like, through the school, and we're getting more swimmers. So then it's so much bigger. Like, our swim team's definitely building. And I feel like, yeah, it's changing a lot for the better, I feel like.
I remember, well, I'm trying to remember any, like, the hallway. I don't even remember, like, the hallway. We didn't have names for the hallways or anything, right? 800 hall? Is that still a thing?
Oh, yes.
That's still a thing. That's like a bill. Give me that. They're right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Do y'all still, how's the lunch scene there? You know, can I tell you what my favorite was back in the day at Hopewell? The Salisbury steak day. Do y'all still got Salisbury steak at school?
I don't think so.
I don't
eat
the school lunch.
You guys got to bring that back.
We should
work on that.
Well, I pack my own lunch.
Yeah. Oh, packing lunch is a good thing too. So swim team, are you guys are a lot of people engaging with it, like at the school? Like you guys got friends that come out and watch the meets, anything like that?
No.
Nobody comes out and supports you guys? The hooligans don't come out?
No.
Not very many people do.
Oh, against Huff.
Huff. Is there a rivalry against Huff?
There is.
What's Huff's mascot again?
The Husky. The Husky.
Man, the Titans will crush the Huskies. I'm calling it out right now. Have you already battled them or you already faced them? And who won?
We have.
The boys won once this year.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that's the first time in my career that we've won against Huff. So that was really exciting for us.
First of many.
Yes.
That's how we do it.
First of many next year.
And then the girls tied for 17th at States.
At States.
And they beat Huff at States as well.
Now we're talking. See, this is what it's about. Encourage the rivalry against them. Our rivalry back then, because Huff didn't exist, was just North Mech. Is North Mech still a rival?
Yes.
So you have two rivals now?
Mm-hmm.
How's that work out? You guys got enough, you know, depth in the lineup to take on two rivals?
Okay. Yeah, we do.
But like North Mech's like swim team, I don't know what their swim team is like. I don't know.
I don't think they have a very big. No.
Yeah, yeah,
I think it's a little smaller.
It's not like when you were in school.
It's not.
They had
100
kids come out for the team and all that.
They're tiny and puny now. Is that the better way to say it? Yeah. Is that? All right, so swim is now over, still going on. What do we got going on?
The season has ended now.
When is the actual swim season? Because indoor pools, I thought, were year-round.
They are. Well, high school swim, for Hopewell is November through February.
Beginning
of February.
November through February.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but, like, for us, we swim all year.
All year.
All year, year-round.
For different clubs, like, and things like that.
Yeah.
So y'all love swimming.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who's been swimming the longest in this room?
No.
By me.
When did you start swimming?
I was like
8 or 9. Like, okay, so that was year round.
I started when I was 9, so yeah.
I was in, like, third grade.
Third grade is when I started.
When my son was born, he's 5 now, we had this little donut thing we found on Instagram that you just put around his neck and he floats in the pool. That's how long he's been swimming. It's a real thing, Coach. Don't worry. No, it's, like, therapeutic. They say it's good. No, no, no. They say it's good. I've got a picture of it and a video. He actually liked it. Don't worry. He got weirded out. That was a weird moment there. All right, so for Hopewell High School, the swim team record break-in. Are you going to break the record again next year?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's the goal every year.
Oh, yeah.
So, Coach, talk to us about these records. I see there's two names on here I'm going to call, and I know a few more people on here. I'm going to call out two names, Kyle and Ryan Veach. We went to school with the Veaches, and I see now, is their record still here, or is this broken now?
No, no, it's 2007.
That was the last time that record was broken.
And that one, we were only 2 seconds off this year, but we can get that next year.
Oh, that's we're going to get it next year. Free. Let's knock the Veaches off that one.
Absolutely. But as you can see, there are a lot of records from 2009, and that was the year before Huff. So I'm really proud that they broke, because a lot of those kids went over to Huff.
Yeah.
After 2009. So I'm very proud the girls especially broke some of those records. And then Nathan broke a record back from 2011. So that was pretty impressive.
That's really cool. That's awesome. So to get students, kids engaged in swim and to have them come out and try out for the team, what's that been like for you as a coach? And obviously you can always have more, right, that want to come out. But what's that process like to get people involved in swim? Because it's one of those sports of like, hey, if you enjoyed swimming, you could at least give it a try, right? Isn't that the right thing to tell people?
Well, I think these are my ambassadors and all the kids that are on the team right now to go out when they swim summer league and say, hey, come on out for the team. And I think we had a lot of that this year. We had maybe 38 kids, I think, on the team.
38?
Yeah.
That's a lot of swimming going on right there.
Yeah.
And
y'all having fun with swim team still? Yes, is it still fun? Who wants to go to college for swimming?
I do.
I do.
Kind of.
Okay. Kind of like you want, kind of want to go to college or kind of want to swim?
Kind of
want to
swim out.
Okay. Swimming's fun.
I don't really know yet.
What's like the best college for swimming? Do you guys know?
For women's, it's like UVA, so University of Virginia, and then Florida.
Oh.
And then California, Berkeley.
Which one do you want to go to?
Anybody got
to
mention Georgia?
Oh.
Georgia's pretty good,
Georgia is really good.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty good. Not as good as they.
Tennessee's good. There's a lot of good colleges, but, like, those are, like, some of my top ones that I would like to go to.
What's, like, number one? Is Virginia number one? Because you mentioned that one first.
Well, that's not the one that I want to specifically go to, but, like, that's number one for, like, NCAAs.
Who, yeah, what UVA other school? What do we want to go for swim? Well, we're sophomores, though, right? Sophomores. Yeah. So you got some time.
I
want
to go to Auburn.
Auburn?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I really like the Gators.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. We're fresh. Well, you got time. You got time to.
I'm not sure if I even want to swim in college.
Okay. But you're just breaking records for fun right now.
Yeah.
Living in the moment.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
But the recruiting starts right now.
I mean, yeah.
Sophomores. And
that's what we're doing. We're making the tape right now. I thought we were making the recruiting tape right now.
It would be great if I was able to go to like UNC to swim or South Carolina. That would be awesome.
Okay. Hopewell swim team coming back.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
What music?
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Y'all don't have headphones on, so you don't hear that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what's going on. WSICnews.com, all the social platforms. You can watch the live video stream right now because I'm surrounded by record breakers. I like hanging out with people that are achieving more, and y'all are doing it. How many records did we break this year, Coach?
We broke 9 records.
9 records. The Hopewell High School swim team, Hopewell swim records. Again, Kyle and Ryan Veach I see on here. Pete Colbert I know. Greg Ferrucci I know. I know some of these people, so I'm happy that their records got broken now. Maureen Hart's on here too, by the way. Mo's on here. So she's still on this list right here. 2005, 2007, 2009. I'm seeing a lot of records from quite some time ago. Coach, what took so long to break these records again?
Well, as I said earlier, when Huff opened up in 2010, a lot of the swimmers went, a lot of the neighborhoods went over there, so therefore the swimmers went over there. And then I think it's just taken some time to, develop a culture and kids coming back into Hopewell. And then, you know, I think having these kids all stick together is going to attract more swimmers.
Do y'all hang out together, like, outside of school? Kind of, sort of, maybe?
Yeah.
You don't have to. I mean, I'm not telling you have to or anything like
that. We're pretty busy, though, with, like, our swim schedules. Because, like, most of them are on the same swim team. But, like, Wyatt and I, we're not on the same swim team. So we're all on, like, different schedules.
Swim is, like, a pretty rigorous sport in the sense of, like, you're saying, the amount of time you have to spend doing it. Don't you have to do a lot? Like, you spend a lot of time waiting at the pool and, like, the different meets and the different, you know, it's like a 12-hour day, isn't it, sometimes, like, at the pool?
Well, because, like, sometimes you have, like, morning practice, night practice.
Morning practice? Like, before school practice?
Yeah.
Y'all are crazy. What time does school start still?
School for
7:15. It still starts at 7:15. It did back. There's no way y'all are swimming in the pool before 7:15 and making it to school on time? They're looking at me like that's normal.
There's no traffic.
Yeah, on the south side of Huntersville, there's no traffic. All right. So, what's the thought for, you know, the off season now? What do you do now? February ended the swim season until November. What do you do between February and November to prepare for next year?
Train
year round swim.
Yeah,
it just keeps going.
Because we have swim meets for our year round swim, so it's just like high school swim is just like a part of your. It's just a little snippet.
It's another piece to the puzzle.
Yeah, so like the whole idea is like your year-round swim, basically.
Now, the big dive competition is going on this week at Huntersville Family Fitness and Aquatics. Do any of y'all do diving too or anything? Or want to do diving?
But I swim there, so we don't have as many lanes for swimming now.
Oh, bummer.
We had one diver this year.
One diver?
And he made it to regionals.
Okay.
Nicholas. And it was his first year ever diving.
That's awesome.
So shout out to Nicholas.
Yeah, very cool. So is diving another aspect of the team, Coach, that you want to build upon? Or?
Well, it'd be great because we just haven't had any divers for a number of years. And you can see those records go back to pretty much when the school started.
2006, 2005? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Mose was from 2005, Bill. That's pretty wild. So, Coach, have you swam your whole life too? Were you on a swim team?
Yeah,
I think
I have them all beat.
I started
52 years ago. I started swimming.
What was my
stroke? 200 butterfly.
200
butterfly. You swam 200 butterfly?
Yes.
What'd you go?
151.
Okay.
That's good.
That's okay, Coach. That's all right.
You know, that was 40 years ago. The women at George's team are as fast as the men were 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
Is that because of, like, what we put in the water, you think, or what do you think makes us faster?
Training, and they have these tech suits now, and then they've changed some of the rules to make it a little bit easier to swim.
Oh, easier to swim.
Yeah.
Is that to get more people to do it,
It's way more complicated.
No, let's get into these technicals. First off, we need to go back to, okay, how many events can each of you individually be in? You said two?
Two.
And we need to advocate to change that, right? Why can't you just swim unlimited events? I don't understand why they're putting no cap, right? I'm supposed to say that, right? That's what kids say now, right?
Like,
that's what
y'all say. If you just have the, like, can just swim whatever you want, then it's just like, you're going to be so tired. Like, doing like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many events. Like, if you're in all of those, you're not going to make it to the end.
Didn't Michael Phelps get like 12 gold medals, though, or something like that?
Yeah, but they only swim one day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just one day.
For the dual meets and for the championships, it's only one day.
Like, the Olympics is stretched over like a whole like week and a half,
mm-hmm.
like just for swimming.
Do any of y'all want to swim in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all do? What's that like? Because isn't the Huntersville Family Fitness and Aquatic Center like an Olympic place, trial place or something like that? Can't you?
Yes, well, it's a 50-meter pool.
Okay.
So we swim yards during the high school season, and then now they're all transitioning over to meters. So that's the 50 meters.
Do you have to convert that math like in the middle of your lap, like only go like a quarter like of a lap or anything like that?
So it's like long course... is like for that it'd be like a 100 instead of it being four laps you just do two laps.
Just go boom
yeah
but it's like okay. the pool's a different length
yeah, yeah. it's longer
like the first, like one lap is like over double of what your normal high school swimming is.
Who's the best at is it called making the turn is that what it's because that's
turn. Like a turn
yeah
a turn.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the best at that?
Oh, I feel like we've all got like our own.
We all have pretty good.
Yeah, we're all really good at that. That's something you definitely have to target because that could like mess up your race.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all practice like the off the block? Like,
the
do you
starts.
Have a
the
this,
starts.
This
the starts.
Yeah? Does coach have like a firearm? And he shoots it off and like gets you guys
just
going.
Voice,
it's just like
voice.
There's just like a whistle and then you like get on the block and then it's like they're like take your mark and you go down.
Have any of you ever
fall
started?
Or you go up if you're like No, I haven't.
Who's false starting here? I would have false started. I definitely would have false started.
I've been cut.
I've flinched on the block.
Yeah. Flinching on the block. Yes. Don't be flinching on the block now. Don't do that. Y'all know that at school, especially at Hopewell. Don't be doing that.
No rocking.
Yeah, none of that, right? Is there game theory in that? Like you're with, like next to your competition, you're kind of like, what? What? Do you guys do that? Like, is that?
If you were to do that, like even move your leg, like, after they say take your mark, they can count that as a DQ for flinching.
No.
It's crazy.
Or they'll just say, like, stand up. So then everyone who's, like, in that, like, heat, like, there's, like, usually eight people. They all have to stand up, and then you wait, and then they, like, you go back down.
Like a reset.
Or they, like, but if you do fall off the block, then usually, like, you get DQ'd.
Yeah.
But
anybody been DQ'd before? Who's the rebel in the room?
I have been DQ'd
for,
before.
Like, high school swim, we
I have been.
You've been DQ'd?
What? Yeah,
what'd you do, coach?
Well, a lot of the things I was DQ'd for are now legal. That's what I mean by
advocacy over here. See, this is what I'm talking about, advocacy.
Well, like, you come off the wall breaststroke, and if you did a little butterfly kick, you got DQ'd. Now you're allowed to do a butterfly kick.
During your pullout.
During your pullout.
And then how your hands touch the wall and head... Your head wasn't allowed to
go. Oh, your head wasn't allowed in. I've heard that before. Your head wasn't allowed to go under.
Are the rules easy to learn for swim? Like, is it pretty, can people pick it up quickly, or does it take, like, a lot of time to get the technicals, you think?
Well, I mean, some people are natural swimmers, but you can make, you know, help a person who's not a really natural swimmer become a better swimmer. There's just some things you can do to make it easier. And so, that's really where I coach mostly the kids that are summer league or non-year-round swimmers. And they did great. Every one of the kids improved the whole year. I mean, some kids improved 20 seconds in a 200 free, which is pretty extraordinary.
Can you have unlimited team members on the swim team? Like 100 people could come out and be on, or is there a cap on the number?
We have never cut. But, you know,
which like is good for me. That's why I'm asking, because I'd be at the bottom of the list. I'm just seeing if would I make it or not is what I'm trying to find out.
But I hope developing a culture where, you know, kids are coming out, they want to work hard. I think during COVID, a lot of kids got disconnected from being in a routine and being dedicated. So it was a little hard my first year coaching. This was only my second. This year was a lot easier. I mean, the kids...
You got a good group.
The kids came in, good leadership from the year-round kids as well, and they show up and swim every once in a while with us.
Were y'all allowed to swim during COVID? Was that... I don't know what the aquatic center's status was.
Mac did.
Yeah, it was kind of like... We were off for a little bit, then we started back, and it was like you would have, like, there'd be a chair in front of your, like, lane.
Yeah.
And there were, like, and there would be, you wouldn't share a lane with anyone. Like, it's just you had your stuff
solo
in that chair, and you're just swimming by yourself, the person is, like two lanes away. It's like, and then you had to, like, you know, like, the sign up sheet.
You had to sign up, like,
an email would come out, and you'd have to sign up for a lane and a time to practice. And then that's when you would practice.
Would it fill up real quick, too, usually?
Oh, yeah. Like, the good lanes would.
The good lanes, yeah.
Like, if you signed up late, then you would be, like, all the way in lane, like, 30. And it's, like, away from everyone.
Yeah.
Like,
it'd be bad.
Like, no.
That, like, our team, when we first got back in the pool, we had to, like, one person was on one side of the lane, one person was on the other. And then, like, there were two more people on the other side. So we were kind of, like, very separated. So we didn't really talk to anybody. And then we had to wear masks on the pool deck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. That's also, our temperature. So, like... We weren't allowed, like, the main... We had to go through, like, a side entrance. And, like, it was so... Because it was during the summer, so it was so hot outside. They would make us stand out there for, like, 30 minutes. And then they'd be like, okay, it's time to take your temperatures. And so then it's, like...
Sweating.
Like, I'm, like, so hot. And then, like... and then they're, like... Yeah, they're, like, oh, you can't go in. So then they make you sit in this office that's, like, really cold.
Because
they're, like, you need to cool off. And I'm, like, okay. So then, the amount of times I had to go into that office because I was just, like, overheated from sitting there... I wasn't sick or anything. They just
they just made you wait outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Get hot.
Yeah, going from hot to cold, hot to cold.
Sure. Right? No, I get it. Is it a real thing to have to shower before you get in the pool? Is that like a real thing?
No.
You get clean.
Probably supposed to, but yeah, exactly.
Why are you supposed to shower before you get in?
Chemicals, but something on your body that like messes up the chlorine or something.
I thought the chlorine was supposed to take care of all that stuff. That's like that was the whole point.
Well, body lotion. You know,
body lotion? I lather it on. You know,
suntan stuff. You're not supposed to.
Bronzer.
Go in.
Bronzer in the pool. Is bronzer a thing before getting
like
in the pool?
Self-tan.
Is that like a thing?
I mean, some swimmers self-tan, but like. Yeah.
doesn't really matter because you're just trying to swim.
I don't think it
matters. Well, normally, like, you self-tan, you get in the pool, it'll all wash off. Anyway. Yeah, right. So why waste like... your time, I guess?
That's like what happened to Bill one time. Bill, you remember that? That was really good. Well, thank you for hanging out. Hopewell High School swim team record breakers here for the Hopewell swim records. Some of these records getting slaughtered. Congrats to Kyle Veach, Ryan Veach, Maureen Hart, all these people back from our day at Hopewell that now are getting beaten, and I'm glad to see that.
That's can I just give a shout out?
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.
And then also thank you and WSIC for sponsoring our record board.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
But also, academically, these kids are doing great.
Top notch.
Two of our seniors, number one and two in the class. So
that's pretty good.
That's really impressive. And I want to thank our boosters and administration for supporting our swim team as well.
Big fan of Hopewell. We went there. Yeah. So you're not alone out there. H-Dub is still alive and well in the area. I hope only the best for y'all. Hope to hear about great things next season, because all y'all will be back next season, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. More records to be broken. Coach, thanks for bringing them in.
I think they're going to be a lot more.
All right. Good morning, fam. Coming back.
Serving you better than ever before. WSIC, Statesville. W290DK, Mooresville. W264CU, Statesville.
Good morning, OKN. 8:06 on this Wednesday day. Already rolling on. Yeah. Hopewell High School swim team record setters coming in here. What a packed room that was.
That was a full room.
Did you swim in
school? No.
Did y'all have a swim team?
We did have a swim team. No, I did not sport in school.
No sport.
No sport.
Did you do any? What was your extracurricular activities and
hanging out?
Okay, no, hey, I dabbled in a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, master of none is typically what
I was in the orchestra. I was terrible.
Oh, orchestra.
Oh, terrible.
What was your instrument?
Violin.
Wow.
Terrible.
Could you play a note? Or
I mean, technically, yes. Terrible. And the reason I did it, because I was named after my great grandmother and she played the violin, and then she passed away, right before I was born. And so then they gifted me her violin when I was in elementary school. And I was
memorabilia.
Like, yeah.
An heirloom.
Oh, I'm named after her. I have her violin. I should probably
play it.
Yeah. And I really tried hard. I really did try hard. Like, I practiced. I wasn't just like, I'm bad, I don't care. I practiced. I tried really hard. I played all the way into college. And then sometime in college, I was like 19 or 20, and I was like, I'm really bad at this. I'm never going to get better. I've been doing this since I was 12 years old, and I'm never going to get any better.
So that's like an 8-year run you had.
I know.
And you finally just said one day,
it's just not for me.
I don't even go to the school.
That's exactly what I said.
So during that 8-year stint of playing the violin.
Yes.
Could you play, like would someone ask you, hey, sit down, Mamie, play us a, because you can solo the violin, right?
Yeah, you can solo it. And
did you?
I mean, no.
Or no, did you go
I knew that I was bad enough. Like, for orchestra and in college especially, you had to do recitals, like, it's just part of it. And so I would do those. I knew I was bad. I would try really hard, and I just knew that I was bad. It's just like, I had just had to accept it, that this is not my thing.
I had a similar situation. I accepted mine a lot sooner than 9 years. It did not take me 9 years to realize.
third and fourth grade.
That was a chair.
Now I'm talking, because like chairs is big in like orchestra.
Oh, chairs. Oh, and I was back.
Back chair,
second
back row.
Violin.
They actually put you with the tubas for some reason. Yeah. You were in the band.
I think they had me like behind the curtain. Yeah. I was behind the curtain.
Right. I sat third chair for my instrument.
See, you
have
were
I
good.
Told you my instrument?
No, what's your instrument?
Oh, I haven't told you what instrument I play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, top notch. One of the most prolific instruments of all time, and definitely one of which that proves masculinity is real. I played the flute.
This is not a surprise.
I played the flute in third grade.
Third and fourth grade.
It came down to the sign-up sheet, and there was everybody wanted to play one of two, and that was percussion or the trumpet. That's what, in my day, at my school, Moorhead Elementary, shout out IBM Drive in Charlotte. That is what everybody wanted to play. I said, no, I'm different.
Mm.
I'm going to be different. I'm going to choose an instrument that I have a chance to shine. And shine I did. Third chair.
Third chair.
Couldn't play one note. Faked it for 2 years.
Okay.
Faked it for 2 years.
That's amazing.
Don't know how, because there were times where we had to do solo, like, test your skill set. Because there was, like, a class that, like, accompanied this.
Can you imagine those teachers, right? Or, I look forward to the day where I get to, like, attend, you know.
A school event like that?
A recital.
You say that now.
Right.
When you get there, you're like, how long?
Well, this is as average. All right.
It's as bad as you think it's going to be. I promise. It's as bad as you think it'll be.
I'm going to really encourage Noah to play the flute, too. Now, keep a second generation legacy going. Like, right. We started that, you know?
You're a Kazepis.
Yeah.
We're flute men.
It's right next to the clarinets. So this is another top one right there. Those are two.
When I left the orchestra that my sophomore year.
Yeah.
I was like, I just have to accept that I'm not good. I'm done. That's when I started volunteering at the school radio station, gotten into TVs. And then I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. This
Everything
is much,
happens for a reason.
Much
That's
easier.
Awesome.
Yeah. I could have landed there.
Radio is way harder.
What grade was that?
Radio is way harder than violin.
That was my junior year of college.
Oh, junior year of college. Yeah. Okay. I thought we were still in, like, elementary. I was like, I was Franklin at the Scholastic Book Fair is what I chose. That's where I led to
happen. No, I'm saying it took me that long to be like, it's just not going to happen. But my dad's a musician. He loved that we all played. Like, he would have us play at church together. And I was like, I know that these people are like, oh, these dang Neely girls are playing again. We have to sit through this torture.
The violin? Violin in church?
Violin. Like, he would do a string quartet. So, violin, my sister played the viola, which is similar, a little bit bigger.
Is that the big, tall one?
It's a bigger. No, that's the cello, the big, tall. My dad plays the stand-up bass, though.
Ooh. Is that like the cello?
It's the big one that you, like, pluck with your fingers, but you can also
jazz-ish?
Play it with. Yeah,
right,
jazz-ish.
He takes that thing downtown, baby.
But he played it with a bow, It was more the classical side, or a bluegrass is the other way that he would go.
Hey, now.
Ooh.
But, yeah, it was just, I just feel bad.
What
was
Isn't your bluegrass classical in Shelby?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Same.
Yeah.
One and the same?
Yeah.
What was your favorite? Do you recall a piece that you would play, like, that your go-to?
I did, like, we played the Lion King theme one year for our concert.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of that,
that
on
first
the
note.
Yeah.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? You know, that's
okay,
we played
that
one. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was
That's
fun.
A banger. That song still holds.
But I was still back row.
But. Just not playing? Would you not
play?
No,
I would play. And that's
I think you're downgrading
thing.
Your ability to play the violin.
No, I'm that's telling you, I am not good. My dad kept my violin. He wouldn't let me get rid of it when I quit. So it's at his house.
See, that's why I just rented mine. My parents knew better. They just rented. They didn't.
Well, my dad was so excited that I was, you know, doing what my great-grandmother did. He got really excited and bought me one.
Wow. Do you still have it?
It's at my dad's house.
You should play it. We should bring it in and you should play it.
No.
Do you think if you picked it up right now,
I could not. No, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Anything at all?
No, when I put it away, I put it away. Done.
Even in your mind?
Done. And that's been
the door's closed.
Over 20 years since I've touched a violin.
What about Rock Band? Like, did you ever play Rock Band when that came out on Xbox?
No, I never played Rock Band, no. We talked about how I never played video games when I was a kid.
At all.
Like, never played, like, the Nintendo or anything that has the controllers that you do. I can play, like, the arcade games. Great at those. But the ones...
Like Centipede?
Yeah. Like
or Asteroids?
Frogger, Miss Pac-Man. Great. Okay. Asteroids, great at that one.
And now Rob's a gamer, though.
Rob's a gamer.
Do you ever play with him?
No, I can't. Like, I tried to play Mario Kart with him and Katie, and I'm, like, moving the controller like it's a steering wheel. That's not how it works. If you didn't know, that's not how you play.
It should, though.
It will.
Work. Yeah, it will soon. One day.
One day it will. But
with the Apple goggles. You just turn your head.
Right. That's not how it works, though. They're like, Mom, you're not doing it right. It's not a steering wheel. And so, terrible. Just terrible.
It's good laughs, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. They think it's hilarious that I'm... That makes me feel really old.
You could just bust out the violin while they're playing and just sit to the side?
They wouldn't leave.
Is there a skill you wish you would have tried? Like, instead of violin, let's keep it with the instrument. Would there have been a different instrument you think you could have done? Like, I wish I could go back and do percussion or trumpet.
I would
have had a career.
Yeah, I think another, maybe the cello, maybe I would have been better at that. I did enjoy playing, like, when we would have one, or we'd, you know, an orchestra would be sitting around. I did enjoy playing the cello.
And that's, like, just, again, big violin.
Yeah, yeah.
Why the difference? Like, what's the
strings are not as, like, the strings on a violin are hard. Like, they hurt your fingers really bad. And
like guitar.
Like guitar. I tried with dad being a musician. I mean, I tried everything. I never tried, like, trumpet or anything like that. But we had the ability, and he had so many instruments that we could really try whatever we wanted.
I don't feel like I had the lung capacity. I think that was one of my hesitations. Mm. It just felt like we...
Yeah. Well, we'll have my dad on the show. He'll bring some instruments.
Too. Yeah.
The trumpet.
Yeah, wasn't there the Twitch streamer guy who did the thing where he put the thing on his lips and then like it came out and his lips were massively swollen? Did you see that? Was that just my timeline?
That's just your timeline. Yours is very unique.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN.
Sorry, that was loud.
8:18 on this violent morning.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to talk junk about the violin like that.
I'm sorry I talked that long about my terrible violin playing.
You know, traffic was already backing up this morning north of Troutman because of the work they're doing on 77. Let's find out what's going on now. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Irondale County down to the city of Charlotte. We've got Jeff on the phone with ICATS. Jeff, how's things looking?
Good morning, Justin. No accidents to report at this time. We still have backups at 77 southbound, just outside, south of Statesville, around mile marker 48-47, where they're working on the bridge. The secondary roads around Statesville on the south side, you'll have a little more traffic because everybody's trying to find their way around the traffic jam there. 77 southbound in Cornelius, Huntersville area, around exit 25, 23, heavy congestion, some slowdowns there. When you get into Charlotte, 77 southbound around Brookshire Freeway, some slowdowns as you're getting into the city. 77 northbound around exit 23 in Huntersville. There's slowdowns there, heavy congestion, all the way up to Mooresville. So if you're out and about, take your time, leave some extra room. Seems to be a little heavier with traffic today. Secondary roads in Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So we're getting over the hump today.
We're getting there, Jeff. It's the nice weather. Everyone's staring around looking like as if they've never seen the sunshine before. That's got to be what it is. I'm convinced. Jeff, we appreciate you. Thursday, Winston-Salem. Friday, Hickory. ICATS can take you for a dollar around town each way as well. Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com, a dollar around town. You got to just get picked up from your front door. We need to run some errands, get brought back. Not a bad option.
That's not a bad option.
It's not too
better
shabby.
Better than sitting in traffic.
I'm curious now because, okay, finding things to do, finding things to be good at when you're young, now that you're getting older, I'm getting older, things to do. Curious, though, Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, joins us right now. We were talking about instruments. Bill, Mamie crushed the violin. Yeah. I went a more sophisticated route of the flute as a child. Did you play a musical instrument, Bill?
No, I never played any musical instrument, but I always appreciated them.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, joins us now. Also host of Town Talk, the show that airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Bill, what's going on in your world this week? Anything fun besides this wonderful weather?
We are gearing up for the annual meeting of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce a week from tomorrow, where we recognize all of our community leaders, our business person of the year, entrepreneur, Duke citizen. Matter of fact, WSIC is a sponsor of that event. You and your beautiful wife will be there, right?
You put me on the spot. Maybe. Right there. Yeah. Hopefully. Yes. Absolutely. Hopefully. Yes. Would love to be there. I always enjoy hanging out with you, and you got a crazy bunch over there at the Lake Norman Chamber. Y'all are wild. Y'all are doing a lot of stuff.
Today at 4 o'clock, we're going to break the news on who's the business person of the year, who's the Duke citizen of the year, who's the John Cherry Award, which are all of our major awards. It's going to be very exciting. Matter of fact, we got a fantastic entrepreneur lined up. You know, the McIntosh Law Firm sponsors the Entrepreneur of the Year, which is the Passion to Succeed Award. And this year, ironically, it goes to an attorney.
Why?
Goes to a local attorney, a young man who bought a radio station here in our community.
What?
Oh.
What just happened? I just missed that.
What?
The 2023 Entrepreneur of the Year is Justin Kazeffi.
Yay. Congratulations.
You did not have to do... Bill, why did you waste that award like that? You did not... Don't... You guys don't do that. Don't... Wow. You are wild.
Champagne.
Do I open this right now? No, Bill, she brought cookie cake earlier. Now she's handing me Prosecco. Oh, my gosh. I had a crown.
Crown.
Now, here's the thing, Justin. Just so you'll know, I don't vote, dude. I'm not one of the judges.
Darn, I thought I had it in. Wow, thank you for this.
Congratulations.
Wow. I don't know what to say right now. I didn't have a speech.
You don't have your speech prepared?
I don't have
prepared?
A speech prepared or anything. Let me check my pockets. And Bill is zoomed in on my face completely right now here in the studio, Bill.
Put the crown
on.
Just so
you know. Okay. Wow, thank you for this prestigious opportunity. I want to thank some people. I don't know who yet. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you wearing a tiara or a crown?
That's the king's crown.
That's a tiara.
No, that's a crown.
It's a crown. Mamie confirmed it's a crown.
Do you realize, Justin, do you realize who have been past recipients of this? Like last year, we recognized Boomerang Water. We recognized the company.
Yeah.
Jim Engel, who formed Aquesta Bank. David Hahn, who started... the brewery down here, Lost Worlds. You know, you got Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas, 131 Maine. Those are our Entrepreneurs of the Year in the past. Sam James, James Funeral Home. That is a very prestigious group that you're joining, young man.
Which is why I'm confused at how I got in. This is where I'm at right now. But I genuinely had no idea this was going to... Mamie just literally busted out a bottle of Prosecco from under the table right now that I did not know existed, Bill. So are we going to celebrate at Bin 110? That's our spot, right? Bin 110?
Well, actually, I'm going to be at Bin 110 this afternoon after my shows.
Wow. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, breaking the news. Well, thank you. I'm sure I'm going to learn more about this and have something else to say at some point when I can actually think for a moment.
Yeah.
It's almost overwhelming. So as an attorney and a broadcaster, I'm without words right now, which is a rarity.
Rare.
So super rare. So, but Bill, so busy show today. Again, who do you have coming in to Town Talk today from 4 to 5 o'clock? Bill, turn the music down.
We're going to be concentrating on the decisions that people in their 40s and 50s are beginning to make. Regarding their own lives, the empty nesters. The kids are going off to school and college, and they don't need the big house anymore. So we're going to be talking to Symphony Park. We're going to be talking about assisted living and independent living for your parents or perhaps grandparents, and then final stages of hospice care. So we're going to be concentrating and focusing on those decisions that people in their 40s or 50s are starting to wrestle with, and that is, where do we go and how do we take care of our parents and our grandparents?
Is housing going to be a part of that, you think, at all coming up? Because that's kind of a crucial part of it.
We're talking to Liam Goddard with Symphony Park, which is opening up. You got Sharon Willis with Ransom Ridge Assisted Living and Memory Care, and then you've got Michael Bolowitz, who is with the VIA Partners, or we know them more as Hospice. So those are the people that we have on the show today, and it's going to be a fantastic show. You know, the fact of the matter is North Carolina is graying, and no county has more migration of over 65 people, more so than Mecklenburg County. So we're starting to see a graying Lake Norman and a graying Mecklenburg County.
As a younger person, should I be concerned about that, or is that am I supposed to just embrace the gray?
Well, I think what you're seeing is sometimes, you know, a young person will move to the Charlotte region, and their parents might move closer to them to be with the grandkids, and so you're seeing that influx of older folks. And then you got the people like myself who, I moved here in 1995, and here I'm still here. And when I moved here, I was a brunette, and today I'm not a brunette anymore.
That diversity in a marketplace is certainly unique for the Lake Norman area. What's your take on the sectors of business that exist? Do you think that because of the graying, as you put it, I didn't say that, by the way, I want that clear. That's like It's like any other kind of saying that like a guy's not supposed to say about like a lady. I don't try to say things about age. So this is Bill Russell's saying, by the way, of the graying. But the business sectors that are present in Lake Norman, what do you think the shift then becomes over time as the population and the demographics begin shifting here as well?
Well, what we're already seeing is we have more people that are 60 and older who are working longer. So you're seeing a workforce that is older. We have, I think, 25% of the people over the age of 65 are still working. 25% over the age of 65 are still working. So and very soon, I mean, one of the statistics I saw that population 85 and older will have the fastest growth in the next 20 years at 116%. Hmm. I mean, it's phenomenal.
That's staggering. That's a lot. Mm. All right, Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. The Lake Norman Chamber does a lot. You guys have quite a few events coming up. You mentioned the meeting. You mentioned the gala. You mentioned all the stuff. What about on some ribbon cuttings coming up? Anything? You did go to the Peach Cobbler Factory. You crushed the banana pudding. What other businesses are open up locally that you want to tell people about?
Do you know we had 6 ribbon cuttings last week alone? 6 ribbon cuttings last week. We've got a ribbon cutting today. Only I can't, you know, I've got a radio show, so I can't participate in it. We've got a business after hours tomorrow night, the Lux in Huntersville. We got a Focus Friday where we have our 3 police chiefs that are coming to the Chamber of Commerce on Friday to talk about what's going on with law enforcement. So we've got, you know, go to the Lake Norman Chamber website at lakenormanchamber.org because we have so many things going on, whether it's ribbon cuttings, professional development events, networking events, legislative type of events. We have it going on at the Chamber of Commerce. So just go to the Lake Norman Chamber website, lakenormanchamber.org.
Is Casey Broom part of the chamber as well? What's he doing with the chamber? He was in here the other day. He was talking about Rotary, but he was also talking about chamber
Lake Norman
too.
Young Professionals. Sure.
Young Professionals. Mm-hmm. Talk about the Young Professionals organization a little bit, Bill.
Yeah, we about almost 10 years ago, they're coming up on their 10th year anniversary. About 10 years ago, we formed a group that is a program of the Chamber of Commerce. But what we wanted to do was we wanted to get people like Mamie, who's under 40, involved in the community. And yes, they can come to Chamber of Commerce events. But if you're in your 20s or 30s, you may not necessarily want to network with people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. So what we wanted to do was create their own programming, their own professional development programs, their own networking events, and they do their own philanthropy. So they'll do programs, they'll do their golfing events that they'll do for Patch Place. So great group, and we got about 60 young people involved in that.
Amazing opportunity to get involved no matter the age. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, airing every Wednesday 4 to 5 p.m. We appreciate you, Bill, doing the show. Sorry you got to miss the ribbon cutting, but I'm glad you're going to be here. I'll be here as well, so I'll be sure to say hey to you and looking forward to a great show.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, see you later. Woo! All right, we're back to this now, too.
Congratulations. Put your crown on.
Thank you for the crown.
Uh-huh. And then...
thank you for the Prosecco.
Yes.
And for the wonderful opportunity that presents itself. And I can't take any credit. Can't do anything without a great team. Great wife, great everybody. So thank you, Jesus. Coming back, Good Morning Fam. Bill Russell got cut off by the heartbreak there, Digital. So it happens in radio.
It does happen.
Welcome to the show. Oh, you came in with it. Good morning. Come okay, I just put the headphones back on. That's what I get. 8:34. Cheers, Mace.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pal.
Thanks to, thanks, Bill. Thanks to everybody. So wait, what happened last segment with Bill Russell? What did he say? He said I got nominated?
No, you won Entrepreneur of the Year.
That is, okay. That's very humbling. That's very, there's a lot of entrepreneurs here in the local Lake Norman area.
You were nominated. It was a tough crowd. It's in stiff competition.
Yep.
There's a lot of great, there's a lot of strong entrepreneurs in the Lake Norman area.
Absolutely. Yeah. None greater than you, my friend.
At this moment,
not
you're
in
the best
2023.
One.
I'll enjoy the, it's 2024. Well,
hey, the last year, hey, that but means this year.
Yeah. So very humbled, very honored. That's very cool. So
I'm letting this ride, baby.
Whatever.
I'm basking in this moment. Cheers to you, my friend.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it. It is a Prosecco in the glass. I think legally I'm supposed to disclose that on the radio. So
oh, do we have to say that?
Great journey.
Very exciting.
We will not move on.
This is what we're talking about.
We will bask and we will enjoy this moment.
Trying to move on.
2023.
What I'd like
LKN
to do.
LKN Chamber of Commerce Entrepreneur. It's a very tricky word to spell.
Couldn't do it.
I did. Had to look it up. Found it. Because of all the great resources you've provided me here.
Like a computer.
Here's to you, my friend. 2023 LKN Chamber of Commerce Entrepreneur of the Year. None other than Justin, radio man himself, Kazepis.
Thank you, Bill.
Salud.
Salud. You know what I'd like to do is enjoy this out on a patio somewhere.
Yeah.
Outside. Because does this mean you guys are going to let me outside of my box for an hour?
Today.
Did I get an hour yard time? I get an hour yard time
we'll
today?
We'll let you out for the whole afternoon if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
You
got to
be back tonight.
I do. What's tonight?
I don't, just back
oh, in general.
Your box.
Oh, back inside. Okay, yeah, no. It's not an overnight stay.
No,
okay,
no, no, no,
all
no,
right.
No.
I'll be sure to come back.
This thing, this music's gonna never going to stop.
That's okay. We could talk about the best patios in Lake Norman. That'd be fine. Where I could sit and sip
you can
and
sit and sip your champagne.
So there's an article that you found on Axios Charlotte, talking about the best patios. There is a Lake Norman patio listed on this.
There is. It's Hello Sailor is the one that they pick. So the article that I found on Axios was just like really focused on South End Plaza, those kinds of areas, the patios there. But the one they included in the Lake Norman area was Hello Sailor, which I don't think would be the best patio in all of Lake Norman.
It's been a while since, I'll be honest with you, I actually don't think I've been to Hello Sailor. I have been to,
really?
The last time I went was the Rusty Rudder.
That was the last time I had been.
It's been quite a few years. I've heard good things about Hello Sailor.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go a good bit. It's good for like cocktails, you know, just hanging out with some girls. But I would not say it has the best patio because it doesn't have the best view of the lake.
Okay. And we have not put together, formulated a list
we
of the top
not.
Patios, but would, willing to talk about best
yeah,
patios.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like maybe best lake patio.
Oh, you want to get sub niche category
that. Yes, I'm going to sub down. So I'm going to say best lake patio would probably be Apps and Taps.
Okay.
For the view of the lake.
Where's that? Where's Apps and Taps?
Mooresville.
Oh, Mooresville. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Port City.
Port City has a good one, but they got rid of their sand volleyball.
They got rid of the sand volleyball, but I do like how you can see the lake both from inside and the outside patio. You kind of get that view on both. There is a project that is going to be controversial, but I am excited for it that I think will create some amazing views. And that is on 150. What was it? Celebration State. What's it? What was the place called with the bumper boat? We've talked about it.
Oh,
it had
Queens
the
Landing.
Queens Landing.
Mm-hmm.
Queens Landing, and then the potential project coming in there.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Be a great one.
But as it is now, I'd probably pick Apps and Taps as the best lake view. Port City. I could go either way. I feel like there's more seating outdoors at Apps and Taps, but maybe I'm wrong.
I like.
It's been a while since I've been there too.
It's the other one on Williamson. Why am I blanking on these? You guys got me all flustered this morning. Now at this point, where Bill, where I convinced you that you needed to come here and be with me. Where were we at? Is that Eddie's or Vinny's?
Oh, Eddie's.
Eddie's.
Yeah.
Eddie's next to Havana 33. Mm-hmm. That's a great spot right there too.
That is
on the
a good
water.
Spot. I don't think you get as good of a view there though. Music's back though because you asked Bill a question.
Is this what it's going to be if I try to talk to you for the next 30 minutes?
Just so proud of you, man.
No.
You work hard. No. You work hard.
Work hard, hardly working.
Work hard.
Other patios not on the water.
Not on the
though.
Water, which would be your favorite. just for outdoor seating. And
outdoor seating. This is big. Your voice matters. You are now the 2023 LKN Entrepreneur of the Year. Justin, radio man himself, Kazepis, your thoughts on patio dining.
So patio dining is specific that when you like go somewhere, mm-hmm. a lot of times I choose indoor.
You do.
Because of the air. Mm-hmm. I like cold air.
Oh, yeah.
When you're outside in the summer, doesn't do well. Peninsula Prime's new outdoor is very nice.
It is very nice.
Very nice mm-hmm. patio outside. What about you? Besides not lakefront, not can we believe
Peninsula Prime. That's where all the big entrepreneurs eat.
That's where the best ones go.
Oh, great outdoors. I'll take the seat outdoors.
This is really why Bill Russell did this today, is because he knew that you would torture me for the next 22 minutes. So that's fine. No, that's funny.
Outdoor that's not on the lake. I think I like Peninsula Prime might be it.
It's a real nice patio that
they did a really good job with the renovations that they did out there. I'm trying to think of any others that.
There's Harp and Crown.
Harp and Crown. You know what? Outdoor, yeah. Jax has a really nice patio to watch.
Jax has a good patio,
especially football season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good to get out.
Harp and Crown has a great patio. Yeah, if you can sit outside there.
Brooklyn
in the spring,
South.
Brooklyn South has an outdoor.
Does have outdoor?
They do have outdoor.
I've never sat outdoor. Brooklyn
they do.
South.
Even Langtree, just like the whole complex mm-hmm. right there, you can kind of just go be outside around all the shops.
I
want to
venture more of those spots. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some
good ones.
I didn't
tell
you.
I went to the pizza place out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Friday last week. It was very good.
Was Lucy and Vince there?
No,
they
weren't there. Okay. No, they weren't there. But yeah, it was great.
They got good pie, right?
Yeah.
Napoleon style pie.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got just the classic margarita.
Classic margarita. It's not a bad pie on there.
It was very good.
Not a bad pie. Statesville's got some outdoor seating too.
Downtown
Statesville
mm-hmm.
definitely has some outdoor seating.
I ate somewhere in downtown Statesville not too long ago, and I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, we sat outside. It was just happened to be a nice day that we were there, so it was a good atmosphere.
Maybe this should be. I mean, outdoor seating gets tougher, like with the way that you know building sizes and things like that. It's hard to find one with like that kind of space. So I could see why Hello Sailor got made the list because it is a prominent. Water view with the patio out there.
Whatever
it's
you
prominent.
Say goes today. You speak the words today.
Oh, no.
That's all true.
Even Big Bites. You can sit in front of Big Bites right there in the shopping center next to Gold's Gym and Dollar Tree.
Next to Dollar Tree.
Look, so if we're going patio style seating, enjoy it, you know?
You know, have you ever sat outside at Kindred? They have like, it's almost like an alleyway.
I know what you're talking about. I have not sat outside there, but I can't remember, forgive me, the Indian place, the mm-hmm. Indian food spot right there downtown Davidson.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it either.
I sat in that patio right there in front of the house, basically, of what the refurbished house.
Yeah.
So I guess anywhere that has an outdoor seating, you can call it patio. Is that, can
no,
we please
I think
get rid of the music? It's as if it's only, it's like I'm going like crazy and it's only inside of my head and I'm like, stop. And it's really
can't
actually
stop, won't stop. That's what got you the 2023 Entrepreneur of the Year as voted
I'm selling
by
it
the
all.
Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce.
Wow. It's an honorary award. I am very grateful for that. But best patio spot for you, Bill. You got some spots in Charlotte. This list is actually Charlotte, this Axios list. What's y'all's favorite, your and that's outdoor favorite patio spot?
Yeah, I go to a lot of spots. I cannot recall a lot of the names. There's like a Mexican spot, Que Onda, but sometimes we'll go
What about Optimus Hall? Would you consider that a top-notch like outdoor spot?
I honestly have not been to Optimus Hall yet.
You haven't? I thought you had been.
No, I have not. Nat's gone. Grace's gone a couple times. I've been to Monarch Market, the new one.
That's the newest one, yeah.
Correct. And they do have like an outdoor bar.
That's where you took me, right?
Cool.
That's where you took me and the kids.
Yes,
okay,
that's
got
where
it.
We went.
Okay.
That's
a cool spot right there. That's right near Center City, too. That's right near Center City.
Yeah, I would say that's
City.
In it. Yeah.
Fahrenheit. Have you ever been there? Fahrenheit.
I walk
rooftop.
Past it all the time.
Been there once.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went to the rooftop. Okay.
The rooftop, yeah.
Yeah.
The
view
is
cool.
The restaurant?
Yeah, Fahrenheit. But the view's cool, but the menu was weak, in
the,
my opinion.
The food was not good.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's all about the view.
Yeah.
Penn's Mechanical. Is that the place that you were talking about that you did the duck pin bowling? Is that where you went?
In Richmond?
Oh, you went in Richmond.
I was
in Charlotte.
Richmond.
So there's a place near where my office is in South.
They got duck pins?
They have duck pins.
Bill, they got duck pins in Charlotte.
It's right around. I walk by it every day.
So that was something else that Bill and I did growing up. It's hard for us to, bowling. Bill and I bowled together. We were in a league together. Shout out to the Great Whites, the Shark. We would go, and it would be what, Monday night or Wednesday night league? It's one of the weekday night leagues. We we were not welcome back. Let me be very clear about that.
You didn't say, I'm the future entrepreneur of the year.
No, no, no. This was
I have dreams.
This was 2007, 2008. This was a Hopewell school kind of thing. Like, we had two teams of four, all from Hopewell.
Yeah.
We had, you know, there's actually rules in bowling. Did you know that there's actual rules?
No, I didn't know that.
So one of our friends, he liked to bowl with both hands. You're not allowed to do that in bowling. No. You can't roll left and right-handed. We had a friend who didn't even really like putting his hand in the ball. He'd roll it out of a towel. So these are official, like, PBA-sponsored leagues that you had to register for the Professional Bowling Association to be a part of. And so we got penalties and yelled at. But here's the funny thing. By the end of the season, we actually did win some of that purse. We did win some of that money. And
yeah, we did.
There. They were not happy about it, but we did.
Oh, you did.
Like an entrepreneur of the year in the making.
Louise. That's it.
I don't know what this has to do with patio restaurants. This
we got on bowling somehow. I brought it up. I talked about duck pins.
The funniest part is we completely missed the break. Everybody,
I didn't. I saw it all happen.
I didn't at all because this music is literally... All right, I'm taking my headphones off. We'll be back. One more. Jeez.
You are listening to Good Morning LKN, hosted by the 2023 Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce Entrepreneur of the Year, Justin Radio Man himself, Kazepis, alongside Mamie Lee and his little jester, Bill. We are bringing high-quality radio to your ears. Enjoy your day. We'll be right back.
Good morning, OKN. 8:48. Is this what the rest of the day is going
to
look like?
Yeah, and we just want you to talk about being an entrepreneur of the year. How do you feel?
Again, super humbling. There's a lot. I've said it before, and I'll say it till the day I die. I'm not moving, right, because of how great the area is. And part of what makes the area great is the wide, wide, wide variety of businesses and entrepreneurs that are here. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that I look up to here in the local area. There's a lot of really smart people that should have probably really actually won this award, but you know, Bill wants to stay on the radio, so I guess this is what it comes. Bill Russell, so this is, I guess, what it comes down to, right? Bribery, but no,
you deserve it.
No, it's super humbling. I love business. I love a small business in particular. I love the community, and it's cool. It's been fun. I would have never thought growing up that I always had the entrepreneur bug because my dad. But for me personally, like, to just, you know, shoot your shot at business has always been kind of just a thing of mine.
I mean,
like,
it takes a lot of bravery to just...
It really doesn't. It takes a lot of craziness.
A little bit crazy, but it's also, you have to be really brave to start a business because, you know, it's just taking that step and taking that leap out there. So appreciate all you do.
No, well, that's humbling, maybe. So you're going to come back tomorrow still, even after this, right?
I don't know if I can fit in the studio.
That's funny. No, I don't have anything else to say. I'm still in kind of shock. I didn't really hear him say what he said on the radio before, but it is what it is. I'm still stuck on patios right now.
So you're still stuck on patios?
Yeah, because I'd like to sit outside and enjoy and think it over on a nice patio here in the Lake Norman area. Again, what makes the community unique is even the geography, right?
What is your favorite thing about the area? Most people say the people.
People I can deal without sometimes. And that's just me personally. Like, yeah. I can deal without people in my life. I'm very much like, when I go home, I like to sit on the couch and do nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, I am not some do something every night of the week kind of person. That's just not who I am. But really, culturally, and not just the people, the diversity makeup of Lake Norman is extremely unique. And I say it, it is part of the people who've made it great. But at the same time, we've got some great things that are just here that other places don't have. Mm-hmm. Transportation as bad as it is right now, we do at least have connectivity to a lot of places, can get places. The lake is obviously top notch. I grew up on the lake. So for me, this is just all I know. I think maybe that's maybe what it is I just don't like change. So I...
No, that's not what it is. It's not just that. I mean, there's this, I think that the culture around here is so unique too, especially like unique from Charlotte, right? Yeah. Like even when we're talking about patios, right? Like, oh no, like we know what people like around here. We know the vibe around here and the vibe of like, you know, you can go out on your boat and then come up to Hello Sailor, have a nice meal, or you could come in a nice dress and, you know, date night. So I think just the culture too is really unique to here. And I've enjoyed that.
It's really fun. This gig in particular, you know, previous life as an attorney and now being able to do radio and WSIC, the history of 76 years in the Lake Norman, like couple that with like loving this area. Yep. This station's been here for 76 years. There's a huge audience who's been here a long time and have been listening and now watching for a long time. And it's great to be able to continue that on. So grateful for every single person, every single day who tunes into WSIC or even the digital audience now, right? We're trying to engage people where they're at. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole movement of digital content. It has nothing to do with radio versus watching on Instagram versus watching on LinkedIn versus watching a podcast or listening to a podcast. It's just we as people, right? And how can we connect to a community and meet the community where they're at. That's the whole point of
all of it. Yeah, and I think that's what's so special about what we do here, too, that we can meet the people where they are, you know?
You said we.
You.
No, you, too. We. See, I got
part,
you.
I'm
yes, you are
team.
Part of it.
I am part
Whether
of it.
Whether you
team.
Want to be or not now, you are.
I appreciate you adding me to the team, too.
Anytime.
It's
it was
been
a
fun.
No-brainer. It was a no-brainer. Hey, Bill, thanks for taking the journey with me, too.
No doubt, brother. I've enjoyed every second.
I was. We were at Eddie's on the lake, standing on the beach, and I said to Bill, I said, Bill, it's time. It's time to come home. Move back from Atlanta.
We I think got first you to told do. Noah not to jump into that. No, we can't get in the water.
Yeah, because it was like 40 degrees. But he knows no boundaries. I do think Noah could end up on a swim team. I do think as far as future
he's
hope.
He's got
for,
it in him. Yeah.
He's got the swim bug in him for sure. So, and Ben Daniels, got to give a shout out to Ben Daniels,
Ben.
Who's put up with me for a long time, introduced me to Demi, my wife. And so... he's somebody who I drive crazy every single day. So he and I were hanging out at Studio A yesterday quite a bit. You know, you've helped with that
it.
Too. You all have left your mark now.
Yeah. I signed my name on the floor.
You,
so
we all
I can't,
did.
I can't ever leave.
Underneath the new carpet, Studio A. So the sheriff shows today, The Good, The Bad, and The Guilty, airing from 3 to 4 o'clock. It'll be their first time seeing the new studio this week. I did prep Chief Deputy Hamby and Sheriff Campbell last week on it. Said, hey, it's going to be a little different when you walk in. So for those who haven't seen yet, we'll release some pictures and some videos over the next couple of weeks, but a cool opportunity. We've also got some national folks who are going to be coming in and doing their shows from within Studio A. So we're excited. We'll have that announcement hopefully sometime. That'll be coming up.
He's making plays, everyone.
We got plenty of stuff to announce. I'm just not allowed
forward
to
do it.
I don't want to just dump it on everybody at one time.
Okay, radio man.
I really don't know. Do you just want to let the music play for the next 7 minutes and just call it a day or what?
No, I'm just proud of you. Happy to be here with you.
I'm grateful for you guys. Time is fleeting, all of us. Time is, we can't, that's the one thing we can't control, which is an interesting concept given that we are in the business of time now at this point, basically. That's the way I look at radio. It's not necessarily about songs or talk shows or it's the business of time. Learned that lesson when my dad passed in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was kind of like a big catalyst, a big motivator. So every moment I can, the reason why I like to just sit on the couch is, and this is where like, you know, as a couple, Demi, like, and I like active hanging out together, right? I don't know if you're okay with like you and Rob sitting on the couch is considered spending time together.
Yes.
Demi's not okay with that. It's more actively involved. But my style of active participation is sitting on the couch and just observing and letting my kids play. And watching them and being a part of their lives. So time is a valuable commodity. The great equalizer, I call it.
It's something that you can't make more of, no matter
can't
what
buy
you do.
It.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you can't buy more time. So now health insurance is a different concept, but we can get into that. We won't open that political can of worms today. Education, many other things
Lots of things.
In theory can make time a higher quality of life. But we won't do that today. We'll just finish out with thank you, Lake Norman, which Statesville is part of Lake Norman, by the way.
Well, I've accepted it. I decided that if Huntersville can be part of Lake Norman, then Statesville
Why
can
not?
Too, right?
Huntersville touches the lake.
If you touch the lake.
Statesville touches the lake.
Yeah.
If you got a hand in the pot.
He's spoken.
You've spoken the official word.
If your town line touches that lake, we hear you. See, we represent you.
I appreciate the award. How can I convert this award to get a better in with Ego? Because I applied again for the Pancake House last night because they've now opened up the window for next weekend. Yeah. Not this coming weekend, but the right. next weekend. I didn't win, I don't think, this weekend.
I appreciate you applying again too and spelling pancakes correctly.
I did spell it correct this time.
I like that was the same. It was the same.
I'm going to do that every time they open up and I apply. Pancakes. I love pancakes. I love pancakes. That's what I'm going
to
say
now,
every time.
Now, I did see an influencer got to tour the Ego House.
Yeah.
And they didn't call me to do it though.
How was the tour?
It looked awesome. And this may just been part of the social media thing, but they had like a chef preparing meals too. So it wasn't just pancakes. They had like a cinnamon roll Ego cinnamon roll pancake. They had the s'mores were all laid out outside, and it was pancake s'mores.
Oof.
So it was a pancake chocolate marshmallow.
Does it make you more mad now that we didn't win? Like, because of the fact it's a pancake s'more?
Yeah.
Is that... That makes it worse.
I mean, I could go to Publix today and buy a box of Ego pancakes and make my own s'mores, but it's not at the Ego Pancake House. And
you think that would go viral if you could just do like in your kid, hey guys, super easy, let's make some Ego s'mores, and then
it's not
boom,
gonna
it goes,
hit as well and from my kitchen.
By the way, I'm in the Ego house.
Right. Now that'll go crazy.
Mm. Maybe next week.
Maybe.
I'll just keep applying.
But it's only for the month of March, right?
They only have 3 days unblocked at a time. So in theory, it's every week, right? I mean,
so are they just gonna take it down after this or what?
Well, they're just gonna bulldoze it.
Demolish it, sell it. Someone's going to buy it like the Brady Bunch house.
We don't appreciate it like we should. We would.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Go it for sale. I'll figure it out.
Wouldn't you get tired of that? Like, do you love pancakes that much? Like, you could live in that house?
I just love the theme of the house. I just think that's so fun and unique.
Could definitely Airbnb it. I would require cameras inside, though. So now I'm not going to be allowed to do that because of Airbnb's new policy.
That's right. That's right.
Would you be comfortable with cameras inside of that house or no? Is that's still not allowed?
No, I think, so I had to think about this, and yeah, I've decided no cameras.
For the past 30 minutes, you've been dwelling.
Thinking through it. No cameras.
Yeah.
No cameras.
I'm a no camera guy. I definitely understand the other side of the coin from a ownership perspective, but that is the risk you take as an Airbnb owner.
And honestly, as an owner too, I don't want any cameras because I want to see what people are doing. I don't want to watch that.
You don't want to have to... I can watch this go down.
I don't want to review that footage, so no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No cameras.
Mm.
Either side. I don't own any Airbnbs.
I don't have an Airbnb right now. I don't have any short-term rentals.
Ask Claudia about it. She's got a couple.
She does. And it is a relevant conversation also in real estate for the local market if you're looking to buy a house and you go and tour a house and whether or not cameras can be there. So the rule is different for real estate of your house that you're showing. You can have video. You can't have audio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you have your house on the market, you can put cameras in there. And
oh,
okay.
It's your house.
Yeah, I guess there's nobody staying overnight. Yeah,
yeah,
you're
not renting you're coming to tour my house.
But you can't have audio?
You can't have audio. You can't listen in on the conversation because it's confidential information.
That makes sense. You
can't
hear them
negotiating.
Say,
yeah. Okay, we'll go up to 380, but let's start at 350.
So when I go tour that private island for $22 million, they won't hear me saying, I don't have enough money for this. I just want to come look at it.
I would imagine if I pulled up the listing requirements, it requires a pre-qualification letter. I don't know.
I can
make you one real quick if you need.
That.
They got a template in Microsoft Word for that. Pre-qualification letter? I can make that
You're
right
the entrepreneur
there.
Of the year.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
I don't think that's how that works at all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all you do, community. Brian Summers up next, the home ad show from the newly renovated Studio A in Statesville. Looking flossing. Still a few things to do in there, but my gosh, it's looking good.
It looks really
and
good.
So we're excited. If you got a podcast you want to do or something like that, that's what we do. We help promote your business and what you want to talk about. You should reach out to us. We can make that happen. Love you, my kid.